We're up to Perek Hamish. Ain omdim lishpal el mitov kovid rosh. You don't daven Shmoneh Esrei, only if you have the state of mind that's called kovid rosh. And Rashi says kovid rosh is hachnoah. It's feeling subdued. Subdued. Chasidim harishonim. Wait till we get to the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly kovid rosh is. Chasidim harishonim hayushoin shoachas mispalim kedei sheyichav lelibam laviyim shebashamayim. The chasidim harishonim used to wait an hour before they would daven, and in order they should be able to be mechavin libam laviyim shebashamayim. So they should be able to have proper kavana, and we'll see that some say that that's showing. Rashi says showing shoachas b'makom shebo lispalim. The place that they daven, they didn't get up right away and say Shmoneh Esrei, but they had an hour before in preparation. And so one of the Mefarshim says, he should have said, Hayu shoim shoachas, kedei sheyichavnu liban lavim shoshamayim umispalin. That should have been the order. They waited an hour in order they should have kavana, and then they daven. Why is that the mispalim in the middle? So he says what it means is they would wait an hour and daven that they should have kavana. That was part of what they did in the hour. Mispalim sheyichavnu liban lavim shoshamayim. And some say, what we say, Psukei de Zimra, that is what this is talking about. And others say that that's not what it is. The showing Shoachas, we're Makai in a different way, not necessarily with Psukei de Zimra. Afilu HaMelech Shoel B'Shlomo, Lo Yashivenu, even when the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, a Melech greets you, you're not allowed to answer him, and the Gemara will discuss what kind of Melech. Afilu Nochash Koruch HaLakeva, Lo Yafsik, if a snake is coiling around your leg, you don't stop, and we'll see what other possibilities there are where you do stop. Okay. Gemara. Menani Mile. Where do you know you have to daven be Kovid Rosh? Omra Belazar, Domar Krov, Vihi Moras Nefesh. Right. By Chana, we learn a lot of the halachas of Tfila from Chana's Tfila. It says Vihi Moras Nefesh, meaning that she was bitter. And the bitterness is also hachnoah. She felt subdued, contrite. Shemara says, "Mimai dil mechana shani dehavis miriba liba tuva." She wasn't contrite, subdued because of davening. She was not bitter because she didn't have children. Elo amar of Yosi. And even though we learn halachas of tefillah from Chana, where it's clear that it was only because of Chana's situation, there we don't learn from Chana, right? So maybe what's it called there? That halacha you can't learn from Chana. Ela Rav Yosi Brachanina Mihacha. Vani Barov Chazdecha Avo Beisecha Eshtach El Helcha Kodshecha Biyira Secha. Right? I come to your house to Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMikdash, and I what's it called? The Mishtach of El Helcha Kodshecha. How Biyira Secha? With Yira, with Pachad. It's also an idea of Hachnoah, of Kovid Rosh. Or says, "Mimai, Dilma David Shani, to have him Mitzayir Nafshi Barach Mituva." David HaMelech used to daven for everybody, for all different kinds of things. So he davened with the Kovid Rosh, but not everybody has to daven the Kovid Rosh. David HaMelech had so many bakashas to make; he had to do it in an extra subdued biyirasecha. So maybe we don't learn from David. Elam Rabbi Shoben Levi Mehocha Hishtachvu LaHashem B'Hadras Kodesh. Right, this Mizmor L'David, Hovel Hashem B'nei Elim, we already said we learned Shmoneh Esrei from there. B'nei Elim is Avos, Hovel Hashem Kavod Va'od is Gvuros. So since this Mizmor has to do with Tefillah, and there it says, Hishtachvu L'Hashem B'Hadras Kodesh, Al Tikre B'Hadras Ela B'Charodas. Right? Don't read Hadras, but rather Charodas Kodesh. Charoda means with Pachad. Again, being subdued and contrite. Versus Mimai, Dilma La'olam Eimaloch Hadras Mamish. Right? No. Who said that you have to learn Hadras to mean Harodas, that you're scared, right? You do it with awe, right? That's the word, with awe. Maybe Hadras means Kipshuto. Hadras means with glory. Maybe it means glory, in glory. Kihadr of Yehuda, having Mitzayin Nafshe, Vahadr Matzli. Rav Yehuda would get dressed up nicely, and then he would daven nice clothing. So Hadras Kodesh also makes sense. So why do you have to dafka read Haradas Kodesh? So we have no source yet for Kovid Rosh. El Om Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Mihacha. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, v'gilu b'ra'ada. You should serve the Rabbanu Shalom b'yira, and v'gilu b'ra'ada. And you should rejoice b'ra'ada with trembling. My v'gilu b'ra'ada, what does that mean, to rejoice in trembling? Om Rav Adar Bar Masna, Om Rav v'makom gila. Gila is one of the ways of describing tefillah. In the place where you daven, Shon Tehera Adar, you should be trembling. So we see here that you have to daven b'kovid rosh. Rashi, Eshtach vel hechel kodshcho birasecho mitok yira. Mitzayin nafshe mekashet atzom avodah. You should dress up nicely. If you was Hashem b'yira, tefillah shehi lonu b'mokam avodah, asu osa b'yira. Right? If du es Hashem, Rashi says, is going on Karbanos, and Tfilah is B'mokum Karbanos, and it should be B'yira. The Marisha says, why do you have to come on that Tfilah is B'mokum Karbanos, and therefore if du es Hashem refers to Tfilah, Tfilah itself is called Avodah. Right? Says, La'avdo b'chol avavchem, ezeo avodah shi b'leiv zeh Tfilah. So, regular Tfilah is Avodah, not just because it's in the place of Karbanos. The Marsha says, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but he says that Avodah of Yira is only Karbanos. Tefillah is called Avodah, La'avdo b'chol avavchem, but it's not Avodah of Yira. The only reason you need Yira when you daven is because it's in the place of Karbanos. And that we learn that Avodah of Yira, what's it called, Karbanos, need Yira. And Tefillah, which is B'makom Karbanos, also needs Yira.
What about Gilu Barad?
That was really extra. No. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, right? That is called avodas hayira, and that should be b'ra'ada, is with trembling, right? The limud is the ivdu es Hashem b'yira is going on tefillah, really going on korbanos, but tefillah is welcome korban. And now that we have ivdu es Hashem b'yira, that how is that yira gilu b'ra'ada by doing it with trembling, meaning being feeling awe. Okay, let's go on. Abaye havi Yosef kamei de Rabba, chazi de havi kabodach tuva. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba, and he saw that he was too happy. Omar v'gilu baradoksiv. It says that, what's it called, that you should be trembling, you should be in awe, you shouldn't be too happy. Omar le, I'm not tefillin manachma. I'm wearing tefillin. That shows that I have kabolas olmachu shomayim on me. So even if I'm being extra happy, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as I'm wearing tefillin. The happiness can show a lack of awe, but when the tefillin are there, it doesn't show that. Rabbi Yirmiyahu havi Yosef kamed Rabbi Zeira, chazi dehavi kabodach tuva, amar lei b'chol etzev yeh moser, ksiv. Right, it says that when you are be'etzev, you are serious. Here, etzev doesn't mean that you're sad, right? It means you're serious. Then yehi moser, that's a benefit. Some say yehi moser means, I think the Marsha, that's when it's moser ha'adam and a behema. What's the mila of a person over an animal is the fact that he can have yirashamayim. He can be bira'adam, right? Be'etzev. Omer le, I'm not tefillin manachna, I'm wearing tefillin. Marbrei the Ravina, ovet hilulu lebrei. Marbrei the Ravina made a chasna for his son. He saw the Rabbanu were getting too happy. They were losing themselves in the Simcha. See Rashi first. Bechol etzev yeh moser, kisha'odam mares atzmo otzev yeh lo schar. There's a benefit in looking serious. The haviko badach tuva, yoser midai. Too much. The nira keporeko. It looked like he was totally abandoning himself. Tefillin manachma, the heim edush, shemem shelis kolni, mishar so alai. I'm wearing tefillin, that's a sign that I'm not totally abandoning myself. The wearing of the tefillin itself shows I'm mishavim myself to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So then the simcha is not a stira, or is not a sign of total abandon. Then there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. So he saw that the chasana, they were losing themselves. I see kosa de mokra bas arba meyazuze. So he brought a kos that was white crystal glass. and it was worth 400 zuz. V'tovar komayim, and he broke the kolos in front of them to bring them back to their senses. V'yatsivu, and they got more serious. So Tosus here brings down Isaac Kosa de Zugisa Chiyurta. Right? It tells that a different girsa that instead of Kisa de Mokra, he had a girsa of Kisa de Zugisa Chiyurta, which Rashi says is what Kisa de Mokra is anyway. White crystal. He says, Mikan Nog Ulishbar Skuch is binisui. From here the minig is to break a glass by a chasana. Okay, we'll see we can see now, I guess. What's it called? First of all, it's mashma that this is done by nesuin, not by erusin. And that's what the Rama says, Taka. After Sheva Brachas, under the chuppah, you break a glass. And the Mate Moshe says that you break it after the erusin. Some say that you break a kos that you made the erusin on. The kos of the erusin you break, and they used to make the bracha on the kos of erusin on a kos of either glass or cheres. Now some say the reason is that it shouldn't be a simcha yisera like the Tosa says over here, Meiri says, and some say that it's zecher lechurban, the reason we break the glass, not based on this gemara. Now, some say though it's based on this gemara that there shouldn't be extra simcha more than is necessary by the chasna, so you break a glass to keep people more serious. And some say, like we said, you break cheres, it shouldn't be valtashis. And some say dafka skuchis, and our meaning is to break cheres by a tnoim, and dafka glass by the chuppah. And like we said, there's two different minhagim. According to the Mate Moshe, you break it after the erusin, before the whatsoever kriyas aksuba. That's what here in Yerushalayim they do many times. And the Ramah says you do it after the nesuin, which is what they do at chutz laretz all the time. Okay. But again, it could be that the reason we break a glass has nothing to do with this Gemara, like Tosa says, but rather of Zecher Lechurban. Okay. Rav Ashi, Ovad Hilula Lebrei, Chaznula Rabbonad Avikobat Chituva, Aisi Kisei, this is the Zugisa Chiyurta, the Tovar Kamayu, he brought a white crystal glass and he broke it, the Atzivu. And they, what's it called, they got more serious. The Rabbanan said to Rav Hamanuna Zuti, right, the small Rav Hamanuna, in the chasana of Mar Bered Ravina, Lishri Lon Mar, sing for us. Omer Lahu, Vailon de Misnon, Vailon de Misnon, they were going to die, they were going to die. And the Marsho, I think, says that there's two milas in Zechiras Yom Hamodes. One is that you shouldn't sin, it is mechazik your yetzer hatov over the yetzahara, right? It's a protection from chait, and also it's an incentive to do tshuva. So it helps you not to be chote in the future, and it helps you to do tshuva because shuv yomecha lefnei misoscha, you'll do tshuva on what you did in the past. So that's why you mentioned it twice. Vailon de misna. Amrile anon maneni basreich. Lamaisa, what's it called? That's the song. What's the refrain? Omerlei, hai Torah v'hai mitzvah d'meganu alon. Where's the Torah and mitzvahs that can protect us? And many of them are farshim, even the Al-Sheikh says, why is this considered a song by the Chasna? Pashup Shad is he wanted to sober them up, make them more serious. But this is part of the simcha of the Chasna, because if it would be that people wouldn't die, they wouldn't have to get married. Because there wouldn't be an idea of kiyum hamin. But since people die, people have to get married, so there could be a kiyum hamin. So it makes the chasana, if you think about it, more special, more important. Okay. And that's when the Marsha also ends, since there's two milas in Zechiras Yom HaMavis, one that you won't be chote, and one that you'll do tshuva for the chatoyim. So the Torah is symbolic of not being chote. The Torah is brasi yitzhara, brasi Torah tavlet. And the mitzvah is that you'll do tshuva on the averus that you did already. Omer Rav Yochum Yishum Rishim Bar Yochai, Asur La'odem Shimali Shkot Piv Ba'olam Hazeh. A person's not allowed to fill his mouth with simcha in this world. Sheneemar Oz Yimali Shkot Pinu, Ulishonenu Rino. Ein Wasai Bisman Shiyom Rabagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasos Emele. Only in the future will we fill our mouths with simcha, but not now. Omru Alav Reish Lakish, Shemiyom Avlo Mile Shkopi Biolam Hazeh, When the time, from the time that Rabbi Yochanan heard this halacha, he never was mamalit piv, so pi bolamazeh. So, let's see Rashi first. Lishli Raman Shira, Hai Torah Vahai Mitzvah, the Magani Alon, Heichon HaTorah Shosaknu, the Heichon HaMitzvahs, She'onu Mekayimim, She'ogidu Aleinu Medina Shal Gehenem. Right, that's the refrain. Okay, the Sforim say that this halacha of Lo Yamalis Chok Piv, Ba'olam Hazeh, the Rabbeinu Yerucham says in the name of the Gaonim, that it's a Takana Durabonah. It's not a halacha in our Torah, it's a Durabonah, and the Rambam doesn't even bring it, and they are masber, the Rambam holds of Midas Chasidus. It's not a halacha, it's osur to do. And what it means, how much is Yamalis Chok Piv, also is not clear. What's the shear? And the reason for it also is not clear. I think that the difference is, if you make the schok, the simcha, a matara, that's the goal, so you're doing it just for the sake of the simcha, or it's an emtzoi, it's a means. As long as it means, then it's not yimole schok piv. You're using that as a means for something else. Where it becomes the matara in itself, that's called yimole schok piv. In any case, there are two different reasons. And first of all, I have a raya from the Gemara that it's not a halacha, that it's only a midas chasidus. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara saying? They said on Rish Lakish that he never was mamalis chok pi bolam hazeh from the time he heard it from Yochanan. Big deal. It said on Rish Lakish that when he knew you have to put on tefillin, he put on tefillin. If it's a halacha, then you can't be mishabeah somebody that he was mekayim halacha. What's the big deal? Mashma that it was something special that Rish Lakish did, that he was mekayim this halacha. Vaisla is not a halacha. It's a midas chasidus. And therefore, it's something special. Even though the Shef Shmaisa says that what Rish Lakish, he learns no right. He says that lo mile shokiv ba'olam hazeh, right? He says that that means what's it called? That really the halacha is lo yimali shokiv. Opposite. One second. I guess he says that what's it called? The Shef Shmaisa says like this, that really the halacha is only by inyanim gashmi, not inyanim ruchni. And Rish Lakish was machmir even to do it what's it called inyanim ruchni. One second, let me see if that's what he says. No, just the opposite. Even the mitzvah. That's right. Mitzorich mitzvah is mutter. Okay. And what's it called? And Reish Lakish didn't even linyani mitzvah. And he brings down a different girsa that isn't goris bolam hazeh. Lo mile schok piv, period, not bolam hazeh. Okay. And really the reason is only bolam hazeh, for olam hazeh things, not for mitzvah things. In any case, there's different opinion why this is the case. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that some learn it because of zecher l'churban. And he says that can't be, because it should then have said, like la'acher churban beit mishachara beis hamikdash lo yimali schok piv. Says ba'olam hazeh is mashma, even when there was a beis hamikdash, you weren't allowed to be mali schok piv. And therefore, he says the reason has nothing to do with zecher l'churban. It has to do that schok is margil schok in kalas rosh or margil le aveira, right? Brings a person to aveira and to forgetting mitzvahs, and therefore it's not a good idea to be too happy because it's a sakana, even if it's not the kind of schok and kalas rosh, but it's a siyag, and that's a beis yosef, the magen avraham, all like that. And lashid lavo there, since the schok will be itself a goal, like I explained, right? Mehenem iziv hashchina. Then you'll be able to be happy, because then the happiness itself will be a goal. It's not just an emtsoi, right? Or you'll be happy for all the nisim the Rabban Shalom did, and it'll be a kiddush Hashem. That's okay. The Taz says there's still a difference. Even if you hold that it's Osir Ba'olam Hazeh, Stam, even when there's a Beis HaMikdash, he said, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, Simcha Shal Mitzvah, you could be Mamalis Chok Piv. Just regular Simcha not. But Bizman Hazeh, even Simcha Shal Mitzvah, you can't be Mamalis Chok Piv. You can't have it total. Okay. It's not clear, though, exactly what the Gedorim of this Lo Yamalis Chok Piv is.
Okay. Not the same thing as both.
Tana Rabban, ein omdim lishpal lo mitov din, lo mitov dvar halacha, and lo mitov halacha psuka. Now we're going to discuss what is considered kovid rosh, or what other alternatives there are to what mood you can daven in. What should be the mood of davening? Ain ogdem sval lo mitol din, right? In the middle of a din, can't daven because your mind is on the din with all the tainas back and forth, so you're not thinking about the davening. The lo mitol dvar halacha, right? If you're in the middle of a dvar halacha where there are different opinions, you're also, your mind can't concentrate then on the tefillah. Ela mitol halacha psuka. Only halacha psuka. The Tnei Yeshua Taka says, halacha she'ena psuka, you have to wait before and get it out of your mind before you can daven. Otherwise, if your mind's on this halacha she'ena psuka, you're thinking about the halacha. But if it's a halacha psuka, there's nothing to think about. It's clear, finished. Vehechi domi halacha psuka. What's halacha psuka? Halacha psuka says, Rashi, halacha psuka, she'eno tzricha iyu. Shelo yehi mahar bo betfilaso. You don't have to think about it. It's a simple, partial, straightforward halacha. Omer Abai, what's an example of halacha psuka? Ki hagar of Zera, the Omer of Zera, the Nos Yisrael, ichmiru al atzmon, shafilu roos, tipas dam kechardel, yosheva saleh shiva nekiyim. Rashi explains, yosheva saleh shiva nekiyim, levad mi also yom, besides that day, she poseges, that day she makes heftik tara, and she counts seven clean days to make sure that what's it called, that she's not a zava. Vahatora lo etzricha shiva nekiyim, elu lezava. This is a chumrah yisera. One reason is because the Torah only made sheva nekiyim for a zava. Shenem arvim tohara mizova. Ve'ein zava el haroa shloshi yomim ritzufim besoch yud aleph yom shemei nida l'nida. There's only a certain time in the month that a woman can become a zava. In the 11 days between her nidos. Right? Just bekitzer, I don't really want to go into a lot of detail in this. But the seder is like this. A woman sees for the first time in her life, so she's a nida for 7 days. Whether she sees all 7 days, she sees one day, it makes no difference. She can see dam all 7 days. If she stops seeing at the end of the seventh day, that night she goes to the mikveh, and that's it, she's tahor. She doesn't have to do anything else. After that, she goes to the mikveh, she saw 7 days, one day, she's a nida for 7 days. On the eighth day, she starts the yud aleph yom be nida l'nida. If she sees any dam in those next 11 days, okay, then she is choshesh that maybe she's going to be a zava. If she sees dam 3 days in a row, then she's a zava. And she has to then count seven clean days and check herself every day to make sure that she's clean. If she has seven consecutive clean days, then she can go to the mikveh and become Torah from the ziva. Until she has seven clean days, she never can become Torah again. Once she becomes tahor, if those 11 days go by and she didn't see 3 days of dam in those 11 days, she goes back, then any dam she sees then will be a nida. Then she's a nida, next 7 days she's a nida, and then she starts the 11 days again. That's the cycle that goes her entire life. So if it's not within the 11 days when she could become a zava, right, it's the days where she's a nida, so then she doesn't need shiva nekiyim. So the first chumrah was that no matter what time of the month it was, if a woman saw dam, she would have shiva nekiyim. That's one chumrah. But still she can't be a zava, because only one day. A zava is not less than 3 days of dam. The second chumrah they had, that even if they saw one speck of dam, one day, they already needed shiva nekiyim. That was an extra chumrah. And there's nothing to talk about. It was a chumrah, the Penosis Roma Kabbalah themselves, that's clear, no argument, and that's a halacha psuka. What's another example, the Gemara says? Rava Omar, another example. Ki hodr Rav Oshia. The Omar Rav Oshia, marim adam al tfuaso, machniso b'mot shava, kidei shete behemto ocheles, upturim en amaisa. A person can do this trick and with his tfuah, bring it into the house before it was finished, before he winnowed it and took off the chaff, and then the halacha is that it's not nikva for trumas and maisers. Rashi explains, how does this work? Umachnisa v'bayis b'mochala, told him she is, so before he winnows it, she'im ischai v'maisu min ha-Torah, ela b'riyas p'nei ha-bayis, u'misha nimrach b'kri. You need two conditions in order for tfuah to be chayiv, to take off trumas and maisers. One is that it has to, what's it called, come into the house. That's called riyas p'nei abayis. Can't be left in the field. As long as it's out in the field, right? It's not chayiv in trumas and maisres. And it has to come into the house after meruach, after it was winnowed, and already you made a kri. You heaped up the finished grain, the winnowed grain that's separated from the chaff, then it's called dogon, right? And that's what it says, maiser digoncha. Dogon, it's not called dogon, it's called tvua. It's not called dogon until the grains, the kernels, are separated from the chaff and put into a mound, okay? That's when it's called dogon. Aval lifnei meruach ein rias pnei abayis kovaso. If it's before meruach, if you bring it in with the chaff on, then bringing it into the house does not make it chayiv in trumas and maisers. Degabi truma maiser ksiv dogon reishis degoncha v'hu hameruach. It's only called dogon after it's separated from the chaff. Lefichah kishmachnisu labayis kol demeruach lo hukma lemaiser min haTorah. Min haTorah, it's not chayiv in anything. And therefore, there's no tevel. You can eat it, whatever. Tevel is only where you have to take off trumas and maisers. Where you don't have to take off trumas and maisers, then you're allowed to eat it. For Rabbanan, who the asra achilas keva b'dover. However, the Rabbanan still said you have to take off trumas and maisers. Okay, mid Rabbanan, and they also said you're not allowed to eat an achilas keva from it until you take off trumas and maisers. Okay. Aval achilas haroi lo asra. But they allowed you to eat achilas haroi, a snack you can eat from this before you take off trumas and maisers. Since in our Torah there's no trumas and maisers here. And you can feed it to your animal, even achilas keva, because an animal has no achilas keva. It's always achilas haroi what an animal eats. And therefore you can feed all of this to your animal, and they don't have to take off trumas and maisers. Tishnam meseches peya, maichel lebehema, chaya va'ov, ad shi moreach. You're allowed to feed the tevel to behema, chaya and ov, before the meruach, when it's not chayiv in trumas and maisres. He can't eat. He can take a snack, but he can't eat achilas keva. So that's also a halacha psuka. I was thinking, why you have to bring two rayas? Because some people love chumras. So if it was a kula, it would bother them in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei that somebody was making. And some people like kulas. Or some people like what's it called, like kulas. And it would bother them if somebody was machmer. So you need one halacha psuka for the people who like chumras and one for people like kulas. Viboyseima, another possibility, Yuhada Ravuna. Dom Ravuna Om Rav Zera, and make his dam the behemoth kachim. If you let blood on an animal that is a korban, right? Asr Bahana, the blood is Asr Bahana, Umoalimba, and there's Mi'ila. Mashen came by blood of kachim that comes out when you shech the korban, there is no Mi'ila. But the blood that before you make it into a, before you actually sacrifice it, that blood there is Mi'ila. Rabbanan Avdi Kemas Nisan, Rav Ashi Ovid Kibraisan. See what I'm saying? How Rashi learns on this? Asr Banoa Moalim Bo. Yafagav the Kaimelon ain't Moalim Bedomim. Even though we know that we dam kachim, you're not Moel. The Alfinan Lo Mikroid, Meseches Yoma. We learn from Psukim that dam kachim, there's no Me'ila. Okay? Beshrita Skulin. Hani Mile Kishin Nishritu Ba'azora. That's when the carbon was Nishrit, as a carbon. The blood that comes out, there's no me'il on that. Only midrabbana. The ikal lemeimer nesativ lachem al hamizbeach lechaper. Lechaper nesativ alo lemeila. That's the pasuk. I gave you that blood to memchaper on the mizbeach, but not for me'ila. Right? The blood is for kapara, not for me'ila. Avo bedam hakaza, but blood that you take out of an animal, right, while it's still alive, not in the process of making it a carbon, right? Morally. That there's mila. Kolomrim nehena, if you're nehena from that blood, yet maybe carbon mila. You have to bring a carbon mila, like any time you're nehena mikachim. Vahana chavin halachas psukos, she'ein aleim kushios, the terutzim, she'etzorech laharabayim. So there's no kushios and terutzim, there's nothing to talk about over here, so we just explain what the halacha psuk is. Kimashnisa mitok kovid rosh. Now Rashi says that the Rabbanan used to do like the Mishnah says, that you have to daven the kovid rosh. And Rav Ashi did like the Braisa, that's the Girsa we have, mitoch halacha psuka. He used to daven after learning halacha psuka. So, according to Rashi, there's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says that the thing to get into the mood, proper mood of davening, is kovid rosh. And the Braisa says the mood to get into davening is halacha psuka. You could learn differently. You can learn it learning a halacha psuka, which is no questions. In other words, do this, don't question it. That's the greatest hachnoah there could be. The greatest being subdued is to be subdued to halacha, which you can't question. There's nothing this world to talk about. This is what you have to do. Finish. So that's a way to get kovid rosh. But from Rashi's mashma, there's two separate things. One did like the Mishnah, there's an idea of getting kovid rosh, and one did like the brayso of halacha psuka. The riff, let's go on a little bit more, and then we'll come back to this. Tan Rabbanan, ein omdim lispal lo mitoch atzlis, lo mitoch atzlis. Again, still continuing on, what is the proper mood to be in? So far we have two ways, the Mishnah, kovid rosh, where Rashi learns, and the brayso, halacha psuka. Those are the things that create the mood for davening. Now the Gemara explains what moods you shouldn't be in when you daven. Ein omdim lispal lo mitoch atzlis, you shouldn't be sad, even though we had before etzev, but etzev over there didn't mean sad, it meant serious. But sad not. V'lo mitoch atzlis, right, shouldn't be lazy. V'lo mitoch schok, and not frivolous. V'lo mitoch sicha, and not stand talking. V'lo mitoch kalas rosh. V'lo mitoch dvorim betalim. Ela mitoch simcha shal nitzva. New idea. That you should, the mood that you should be in is a mood of simcha shal nitzva. So, what's it called? The Rif, Taka says that this is the Brisa. The Rif's Girsa is, where was the Rif? That, what's it called? That he did Kibraisa of Simcha Shal Mitzvah. The Brisa that we're going to learn now. In other words, what was coming up. That was Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So, right, the Rif and the Ritva, they have a girsa of Shimon ben Ashi, first of all, not Rav Ashi, and also mitoch simcha shul mitzvah. Not kovid rosh, simcha shul mitzvah. Some say that really, mikra adin, you have to have kovid rosh. You really have to be very serious and subdued, contrite. But most people can't do that. So at least simcha shul mitzvah is another mood. It's not the same mood. But it's another mood, that's what's it called, that's acceptable to be the mood to davening. Okay. Rashi. Mitoch kalas sicha leitzonis. I'm fooling around. Mitoch kalas rosh, chiluf shel kovid rosh. Kalas rosh is the opposite of kovid rosh. Mitoch zachus lev va'otak. Means that you're very unserious, very lightheaded. Ela mitoch simcha, kigon divrei tanchumim shel Torah. What's simcha shel mitzvah? Tanchumim shel Torah, kigon somach gulus Mitzrayim, or somach letila ledovid, shushevach v'tanchumim, kigon rotzen yiritzon yirei av yaseh, shomer Hashem es koloavo, kigon mikros hasturos b'tfilis arvis, kilo itos Hashem es amo, kiyot zibwein. So the things that we say in Pesukei Dezimra are mekayim that simcha shel mitzvah. Right? They're psukim of simcha. Or the geula, Shmichas Gula Litfila is part of this idea. Or Psukim that speak about Gula Shmichas, which are also part of Psukim de Zimra. And Tosus Taka says that what's it called, Kigon, Sha'asek Vidivri Torah, Lachain Noa Gulomer Psukim de Zimra Va'ashre, called him Tfila. Tosus says, that's why we have the meaning to say Psukim de Zimra, so we should be Mispalo Mitosh Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Okay, before we go on, there's a few things over here about Simcha Shal Mitzvah, about Hachno, okay? What is Kovid Rosh? So, Rashi says it means Hachno, the Rabbeinu Yonah says it means you should sit be'ema, sit with awe, okay? And some say that it's the way you position your body, achnos haguf, you should daven bent over a little bit to show that you're serious and not taking the tefillah lightly. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says you have to also bow your head a little bit, kovid rosh, kipshuto. Your head should look like it's heavy on you. Shouldn't stand up in a way that you look like you have no cares in the world. The Ritva says, Hachno the Yishuv Hadas. Daven with Yishuv Hadas. that your mind is focused. According to that, when it says Chassidim Harishonim Hoyushohim, that's what they did. They were shohet in order they should have a Yishuv Hadas and focus on the tefillah properly. Okay. Okay. And I told you the Rif and the Ritva, they say that what's it called, that Reb Shimi Bar Ashi did like the Braisa doesn't mean like Rashi mitoch halacha psuka, but mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. That's the gears that they had. And Tosha says simcha shel mitzvah is why we say psuka zimra. And the Bach and the Tur explained that really Kovid Rosh is the mitzvah min amufkar, but most people can't reach that level of really seriousness and awe and being subdued, so simcha shel mitzvah is also acceptable. Tosus and the Rosh, Tosus over here brings down, that there's another thing that can put you in the mood for davening, that's being Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur. Being Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur is just like Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It's mashma that, well, being Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur is not Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It's just like it. And you can understand that yourself. The tour says that what it means, there's a Shushami they bring down about Tzarchei Tzibur. So he says Yerushalmi means something else. Doesn't mean that you can daven when you're osik b'tzorchei tzibur, and then daven immediately after that puts you in the right mood. What it means is if you're osik b'tzorchei tzibur, you don't have to daven. You don't have to be matzik to mispal. You can continue the tzorchei tzibur and not, because it's like Torah, it's like Torah. Right? The Yerushalmi says that osik b'tzorchei tzibur is ka-osik b'divrei Torah domi. So Tosis learns that means that just like you can be Osik B'Divrei Torah, and that gives you Simcha Shel Mitzvah, so you could be Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, that also gives you Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But the Tor learns that it means something different. It's Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, it's Osik B'Torah. Just like a person who's Torah Sum Naso doesn't have to daven. A person who's Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur is mamish like learning Torah, he doesn't have to daven either. And the Magen Avraham says, it depends. If the Asik, the Tzorchei Tzibur, is matred you, then you can't daven right away after you get finished with the Tzorchei Tzibur. Right? Because you're not going to be thinking about the Tzvila, you're thinking about your Tzorchei Tzibur. But if the Tzorchei Tzibur elevates you, exhilarates you, right? Doesn't, you're not torrid, just the opposite. It gives you simcha, you accomplish something, right? So then it's what kind of Tzorchei Tzibur it is. If it's Tzorchei Tzibur, you just accomplish something, then that's like learning Torah. And then it puts you besimcha. If it's Tzorchei Tzibur, you didn't accomplish anything, you just got what normal Tzorchei Tzibur is. Right, so then it's what's it called? You have to wait before you daven. Okay, let's go on. The lo yiftar adam michaveiro lo mitosicha. When you say goodbye to somebody, you shouldn't say goodbye, lo mitov sicha, velo mitov schok, velo mitov kalis rosh, velo mitov dvar betelim, similarly, elo mitov dvar halacha. Right? You should say goodbye, mitov dvar halacha. Some say, tongue in cheek, that people don't say goodbye to each other, right? Not if they're talking and they're joking around or whatever, but as soon as one of them wants to say a dvar halacha, then they say goodbye. Shekein matzino b'nevi'in, where he's shown him. The Nevi'im HaRishonim, Marsha points out, doesn't mean Nevi'im HaRishonim like we normally call Nevi'im HaRishonim, Yeshua, Shoftim, whatever, because it's not talking, so about Yirmiyah. And Yishayahu. Right? Shesimu Divrayim, Nevi'im HaRishonim means klape, the people, the Gemara, these were the earlier Nevi'im. Shesimu Divrayim, Divrei Shevach V'Tanchumim. They finished their Svarim with Divrei Shevach V'Tanchumim. The Chain Tana, and that's why we have the Minig, the Rishalmi Taka Es, except not Yirmiyah, because he ended Eicha with the Kiyam Ma'os Mas Tanu, but our Minig is to repeat, and Koheles ends with what's it called, Sof Davar HaKol Nishmoy, Sado Kim Yirah, V'Saraso Shmar Kizek Kol HaAdam, right, it's not Dvarim Tanchumim and nice things or whatever, it's scary things. So our Minig, therefore, so Rishalmi points out that there's exceptions, but our Minig is to repeat the pasuk from before to end off the Dover Tov. The Chain, huh? Yeah, no, what's it called? Yeah, that's what's it called. They finished the Divrei Tanchumin, Divrei Shevach V'Tanchumin. Those weren't Shevach V'Tanchumin. The Chain Tana Mori Bar Bereder of Huna, Bereder of Yirmiya, Barabar, Ar Yifter Odom Mechaveiro, Ela Mitoch Dvar Halacha, Shemitoch Tach Zofreu. Shouldn't say goodbye to somebody except through a Dvar Halacha, because that's how you remember him. So what does that mean, that's how you remember him? The only way you remember him is through the Dvar HaLacha.
So I think the pshat is that shemitoch katzov reyu. You can remember him a lot of different ways. The best way to remember somebody is through a dvar halacha, not through other ways. Right? The nikud is on kach, not so great. Shemitoch katzov reyu. That's how you remember him. But that's how you remember him. Not remember him other ways. And also, it could be zochreyu doesn't mean you remember him. Shemitoch zach zochreyu, you have to say over a dvar halacha b'shem omra. So mitoch kach zochreyu, you'll mention him. That's the pshat. Doesn't mean you'll remember him. In fact, I found that, what's it called, that somebody brings down the Gilyon Yashas, a makor in Chazal, that whenever they mentioned Dvar Halacha, the name of somebody, they would say, Zohar Oso Ha'ish L'Tov, that I learned this Halacha from. So it's mashma like that. Those Zohar, you'll remember him. You'll mention him. You have a chance to mention him. And also it says that when you say a Dvar Halacha in the name of somebody, you have to see as if the person's standing in front of you. So if you have to constantly remember him as if he's standing in front of you, and that won't forget him. You remember him, according to that pshat, that you remember him. Okay. Another pshat is that when you remember somebody's not with you, you get sad. But if you, at the same time, remember a Dvar Halacha, so Toras Hashem, what's it called, is Mesameach, right? So therefore, what's it called, therefore you'll offset the tsar of remembering the person, right, and knowing he's not there, with the Simcha of the Torah, it'll offset the tsar that you have remembering the person's not there. Okay, Ki Hodur Rav Kahana, Alvaya Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Mipum Nara Ad Beit Niso de Bavel, right? Just like Rav Kahana, what's it called? Escorted Rav Shimi Bar Ashi from Pum Nahara till Beit Niso de Bavel, this place in Bavel where there were these trees, date trees. These trees were here since the time of Adam Arishon. He reminded me of something that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said. If nobody ever passed by, how did they ever settle there? Any place that Adam Arishon was gozer, that there should be settled, this Yashua, eventually it was settled. The Chol Eretz Shelo Gozer L'Adam Arishon L'Yishuv, any place that Adam Arishon didn't say was going to be settled in the future, Lo Nesia, never was settled. Rav Mordechai, and so there that was like a halacha, that was like a halacha psuka, Dvar halacha. Rav Mordechai, halacha doesn't just mean halacha, mutter, os, or whatever, it means Hilchos Chaim also. Rav Mordechai Alavi Rav Shimi Barashi Nagroni of Adbei Kifi, the Amri Lo Adbei Dura. He escorted him up until these places, and Mislama, they also were talking in the Halacha. Alvoy Livu Badera, Tzinisa de Kolim, Ad Tartin Milsa, Vizeo Shomra, Mi Mos Adam Arishon Heim, Shu Gazra, also Mokam, the issue of the Kolim. So, what's it called? In that way, they said goodbye through Divrei Torah.